This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Indonesian officials say at least 43 people have been killed and another 584 injured after a tsunami hit the Sunda Strait late Saturday. The Indonesian Disaster Management Agency says dozens of buildings were damaged. The Pandalang district in West Java saw the highest death toll, with 14 dead and 150 injured. Hundreds of homes and buildings were severely damaged, according to officials, as were dozens of vehicles. The number of casualties is expected to rise because officials have not been able to contact all the areas affected by the tsunami. Indonesian emergency management officials say the deadly wave could have been caused by undersea landslides after the Krakatau volcano erupted. The Sunda Strait lies between the islands of Java and Sumatra and connects the Indian Ocean to the Java Sea. A partial shutdown of the U.S. government appears to continue until at least next Thursday, after the Senate adjourned Saturday afternoon with no votes planned until at least December 27th. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said there would be so-called pro forma meetings on Monday, but those sessions are usually over in a few minutes. McConnell said Saturday he could call the Senate back into session at any time to vote on a proposed budget deal.
When these negotiations produce a solution that is acceptable to all parties, which means 60 votes in the Senate, a majority in the House, and a presidential signature, at that point, we will take it up on the Senate floor.
About one quarter of the government ran out of funds at 5 hours, 1 minute UTC Saturday. More than 800,000 federal employees' jobs have been disrupted. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.